Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
Welcome back. 23 After, no, that's not Elvis, that's Terry Stafford. Great song, though. 23 After, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Hope you use it to your advantage. We update it all the time, every day. We put something new up there and a lot of stuff every day up there. So check it out. And plus all the old stuff, we have whatever we've done in the past is much of it's evergreen. So it's still valid. So go ahead and take it out. Check it out and use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget to take our poll question. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Andrew Weil. Dr. Weil is the author of You Can't Afford to Get Sick, Your Guide to Optimal Health and Health Care. It's a New York Times bestseller. It's one of his, I think it's like his fifth or sixth New York Times bestseller. Dr. Weil, congratulations on the books. Thanks for staying with us.
Thanks.
Is there a website you want to send us to?
Yes, drweil.com, drweil.com. It's a tremendous amount of information there about keeping yourself healthy, about natural remedies, about diseases, anything you want, you'll find the answers there.
So check it out. He has written about 10 or 11 books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Dr. Weil, in your book, Chapter 11, you talk about this two-week plan for taking more responsibility for your health care.
Yes.
You know, if every one of us would look at this list and pick out some of the things we can live with, some things we can do, in over a generation, we could turn this thing around, couldn't we?
No question about it, because the vast amount of our spending on health care is for management of diseases that are absolutely preventable or reversible if people make appropriate changes in how they live.
The best way to deal with health care is not to need it.
That is the best way to put it. Absolutely true, and it's not that hard. It's a matter of applying some basic principles about diet and health, about being physically active, about handling stress, getting adequate sleep. I mean, this is not that complicated. And there are also simple natural remedies available for many common problems, like the ones that you mentioned earlier, for your arthritis, for example, and sinus conditions. You know, there's simple stuff that people can do on their own.
Well, to give us some examples of, and you I know in your book, Chapter 11, you've got a two-week plan. Give us a couple of more examples.
Well, you know, I have an anti-inflammatory diet. I mentioned that earlier, and you'll find this on the website, drweil.com. It's a version of the Mediterranean diet. It's not that difficult. It doesn't mean giving up things you like. You can have red wine. You can have dark chocolate. You can have a lot of olive oil. You know, good stuff on this. And when people follow this kind of diet...
Can I have olive oil on my pasta?
You can indeed.
All right. With my wine and high-fiber bread, right?
That's correct. And if you eat this way, aches and pains subside, allergies subside, autoimmune conditions that tend to disappear.
On that diet,
everything to recommend it.
On that diet, is tiramisu anywhere nearby?
Probably that's a little farther away.
Okay,
but you can have all the dark. You can have all the dark chocolate. You want.
Oh yeah, that's good. Well, so make your you dust the chocolate on your tiramisu. Make sure it's dark chocolate. Go ahead, Dr. Weil.
Exactly.
What's next? What's next?
And then, you know, being physically active, and that can be as simple as just making sure you walk every day. But it is important to be physically active throughout your life. However you do that, walking is perfectly fine. The other thing is that learning some methods of relaxation. My favorite are simple breathing techniques, even just sitting down and concentrating on your breathing and trying to make it deep, slow, quiet, and regular.
Why is that a big deal?
It's a very powerful thing to do.
Is that a cleansing thing?
No, I mean, it is a cleansing thing, but it's a way of calming down your nervous system and making your mind calmer.
We need that. Small business owners need that on payroll Friday, Dr. Weil. We need those breathing techniques on Friday.
Yes. Well, it takes they're so time effective. You can do this for 30 seconds.
Yeah,
get tremendous benefits from it.
Yeah. What else? What is the?
Well, I think it is a good idea to take. You know, you want to learn about uses of vitamins and supplements. I think it's a good idea for people to take a multivitamin, multimineral supplement every day. I think it's good to take.
What is the most important vitamin? Do you think we most of us need?
Well, I think vitamin D, the so-called sunshine vitamin.
Don't we get that, though, from milk and milk and stuff like that?
No, you cannot get enough from fortified milk.
You can't take too much vitamin D. Is that what you're saying?
No, you want to take, I think everybody should take 2,000 IU a day of that.
Wow.
I think that's really important.
What is the benefit of vitamin D, besides the obvious?
Prevents many forms of cancer. I think it helps prevent depression. Hmm. It prevents autoimmune diseases.
Interesting.
And MS. It has many, many benefits.
Very interesting.
As building strong bones.
I've heard a lot about B12 lately. Is that an important one?
B12 is one that many older people have trouble absorbing it from the diet. It's very easy to take as a supplement, although if you need it, it's better to take it as an under-the-tongue spray because it's often not well-absorbed take it as a pill.
But what are the benefits?
It helps protect your nervous system and bone marrow, and many people as they get older become low in B12. It's an easy thing to correct.
A lot of small business owners are baby boomers. We need that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Dr. Weil, last thoughts.
You want to learn about this because often your doctor has not learned about use of vitamins and minerals in medical school, and this is stuff you need to learn in your own.
So basically what you're saying and what I've gotten from your book, Dr. Weil, is you have to be in charge of your own health. Don't count on your doctor to do it just all by themselves.
No, and if you get good at this, if you learn this stuff, you're going to save a lot of money because you won't have to go off to clinics and doctors.
You won't have to go see your doctor. You can invite your doctor over for dinner and feed him some red wine and some olive oil and tiramisu. Hey, Dr. Weil, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next
time. Pleasure to talk to you.
Dr. Andrew Weil, folks, the book is called You Can't Afford to Get Sick, wherever books are sold, and also on his website, drweil.com. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.